Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's a story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Think it real hard, please, for me.
Maybe.
It's a costume party. You'll have lots of fun. Everybody there will be there in costume. I'm going as Dracula.
Well, I'll think it over, okay?
Come on, Michelle. You just gotta say yes.
Well, I kind of have a date that night.
Well, you have a much better time at the costume party with me. I'm charming, witty, handsome, and very modest. Besides, I've been trying to date you practically all semester, and I'm getting a rejection complex.
Well, in the interest of mental health. Okay.
You'll really go with me?
I just said I would. Do you want me to have the principal notarize it?
Yeah. No. I mean, wow. I'll pick you up at 7 Friday night, okay?
Okay. Bye, Peter.
Bye. Sorry. Holy mackerel! You look just like me. And you look like me without glasses. My name's Peter Brady. What's yours? Arthur Owens. How come we've never met before? I just transferred to the school yesterday. Boy, are we gonna drive the teachers out of their skulls. Yeah. Hey, are you busy right after school today? No. Why? How'd you like to have a little fun putting someone on? Sure. Who? My family. It'll be a real blast. Do you think we could fool them? I don't know. But think of the possibilities if we can. Yeah. Bobby, Cindy, and Oliver are in the family room. Oliver's your cousin, right? Right. You know who everybody else is. Now go in and see if you can fool them, then come right back out. Okay.
Hey, no coaching, Oliver. I saw you shake your head. Hey, Pete, want to play the winner?
No, thanks. Checkers is a drag.
Since when?
Yeah, you're a checkers freak.
Oh, well, what I mean is, I used to like checkers.
Hey, Peter, come here. I want you to do me a favor.
What's the favor?
A flavor favor. I need your expert pie-tasting abilities. How big a hunk can you handle?
The hunkiest. I'd rather have cherry.
But I made this lemon pie especially for you. Cherry makes you break out in a rash, remember?
It does? Oh, it does. Right, a rash.
I guess you forgot because it's been so long since you scratched.
Well, I'll live dangerously. I'll have a piece of cherry anyway.
Well, you're rich. If anybody needs me, I'll be in the laundry room unwrinkling a wrinkle-proof shirt.
Look, he has a board. I'll show you.
Okay. Hey, Pete, you want to go with us?
Hey, Larry invited us over for a swim. I don't swim. You kidding? You're a good swimmer. I mean, I don't swim when I don't feel like swimming. You and Jan go on.
Jan.
Did I say Jan?
On second thought, maybe it's a good thing you're not going swimming, Pete. Your brain's waterlogged today. That Pete sure acting strange.
Peter. Peter, you promised to help me with my algebra.
Wow. You sure are pretty.
Cut the corny compliments. You still have to help me.
I'll help you anytime.
Boy, you sure have changed.
I'll get it. Hello. Oh, hello, Mr. Phillips. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Mike isn't home yet. Yeah, I see.
Hello.
Oh, hold on a second, Mr. Phillips. Mike just walked in. Honey, it's Mr. Phillips. He has a problem about Friday night. Okay?
Hello, Mr. Phillips. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see. Well, Peter's 15. Oh, well, I wouldn't think it'd be a problem at all if he's not busy. Hang on a second. I'll ask him right now. Peter? Peter?
Peter, Dad's calling you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dad?
You free Friday night?
Yeah, I guess so.
How would you feel about entertaining my boss's niece? She's visiting from out of town.
Sure. I guess it's okay.
Good. Now, Miss Phillips, it's all set. Your niece has a date Friday night with a very eligible bachelor.
That's the right answer, Jan.
Good. Will you help me with something else?
I'd love to.
You're sure a new Peter Brady. I'll be right back.
Fantastic. Did anyone get suspicious? I fooled them all, even your dad. That's great. Next time, let's try it on my folks. Okay. I'll see you in school tomorrow. Okay. Hey, how about me playing the winner?
But you just said checkers was a drag.
Yeah, you said checkers was a drag.
I did. Well, I just undragged it.
I was wrong. He's not a checkers freak. He's a freaky freak.
Hey. Hi, Alice. Boy, am I a star.
One piece of pie before dinner is enough.
Right, I'll only have one piece.
Which you have already had.
I have?
Give me that innocent look. And don't blame me if you get a rash.
A rash? From what?
You know, from what? From that piece of cherry pie you ate.
Huh? Oh, that! You're right, I shouldn't have eaten it. I'm getting itchy already.
Did you change your shirt?
No, why?
I'll really appreciate your help, Peter.
What help?
That you're gonna give me on this composition.
You've gotta be kidding. Next time, ask first.
I knew it couldn't last.
Not only am I stuck with being master of ceremonies at that banquet in Mr. Phillips' honor,
yeah,
but we drew straws at the office and I'm in charge of buying the gift. Got any suggestions?
Oh, I know exactly what to give him. Something in exquisite taste that he absolutely loves and that he can really use.
What's that?
I'll leave the details to you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Hi.
Hi. Peter, that was very nice of you, and I appreciate it.
That's okay. What was nice of me?
Offering to entertain Pamela Friday night.
Pamela?
Mr. Phillips' niece, who is visiting from out of town, you said you'd do it.
I did?
Yes, you did.
This Friday night?
Peter, are you all right?
Yeah, it's just that I already got a date Friday night.
Well, then why didn't you say that before?
I wasn't exactly myself before.
Well, Peter, look, if you said you'd do it, you have to. You can't disappoint Mr. Phillips.
But I can't cancel out Michelle. Not after 6 months of hard labor trying to get a date.
Switch it.
She'll understand.
Hello. Hello, Arthur? It's me, Peter. Peter Brady.
Oh, hi, Peter. I'm glad you called. I forgot to tell you something this afternoon.
Boy, you sure did.
Then you know about your date this Friday.
Thanks to you, I got two dates. I'm really in a spot.
I'm really sorry. I wish I could help you out.
So do I. I'd have to be twins.
Hey, did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, why?
Well, in a way, I am twins, and one of me is named Arthur.
What do you mean?
Well, you made a date with Pamela, right? Well, you're going to keep that date, and I'm going to keep my other date with Michelle.
I don't know, Peter.
You got me into this. You got to get me out. It's only fair.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
Super. I'll handle all the details.
What time Friday?
I have to pick up Michelle around 7, so get here a little bit before. And wear the same as me. A white t-shirt and blue jeans. Okay?
Okay. Boy, I sure hope nothing goes wrong.
Will you relax? What could possibly go wrong?
Bye.
Bye. Peter Brady, you're some kind of genius.
Oh, first of all, I should explain that this is not an ordinary banquet honoring Mr. Phillips, right? It's a roast. You know, instead of saying nice things about the guest of honor, your speakers insult him.
You going to insult your own boss?
Well, humorously.
Well, let's hope the next day you don't humorously show up at the unemployment office.
Oh, no, Alice. Mr. Phillips has a great sense of humor.
Oh, sure. That's why he hired an architect like Dad.
Listen, this is supposed to be a roast for my boss, not for me.
Honey, could we hear you speak?
Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, terrific.
You like the opening, do you? Ladies and gentlemen, it's only fitting that we honor Mr. Phillips tonight, because Mr. Phillips has come a long way in the past 25 years. The first building Mr. Phillips ever designed was so shaky that the termites had to hold hands to keep it from collapsing. Don't you get it?
Sure.
And the walls were so thin that if you stripped off the wallpaper, you'd be in the next room.
Gee, Mr. Brady, you're as funny as Bob Hope and Milton Berle.
You ought to be. Those are their jokes.
Maybe I ought to go on the road with this material after the banquet.
No, I think you ought to go on the road before the banquet. Oh, we're only kidding. Come back, Mike.
Hi, Marcia. How's my favorite sister?
Suspicious. I'm only your favorite sister when you want something.
What could I possibly want? I'm just a loving brother who's willing to pay his loving sister's way to a movie tonight. And I'll even let her bring Jan, Bobby, Cindy, and Oliver with her.
No thanks.
You don't have to answer me so fast. Think it over.
I've already got a date, Peter. Greg has, too. And besides, you don't have to worry about us butting in on your date with Pamela.
Hi, Jan. How's my favorite sister?
I already heard, so you can stop slicing the bologna.
I suppose you got a date, too.
Yeah, to take Bobby, Cindy, and Oliver to the movie if you're really paying.
I'm paying, thanks.
Sorry, Pete. We want to stay home and watch TV tonight.
But there's a real good movie playing.
We might change our minds if the movie included certain other things.
Yeah, certain other things. I'm with them.
I said I was buying the tickets.
Well, watching a movie without popcorn can be pure torture.
The worst kind.
Okay, I'll throw in the popcorn.
With butter?
With butter.
Well, you gotta have something to wash it down with, right, you guys?
Yeah. Yeah, you just can't let it stick there.
Okay, you can have ice cream, too.
Ice cream? Hey, thanks for reminding me. I meant soda pop.
Wait, compared to you three, Jesse James was a choir boy.
Okay, you've got sandwiches, fresh fruit, what's left of the pies, pudding, three kinds of soft drinks, oh, and some mixed nuts. Do you think you and Pamela can struggle along on that?
That should be enough for a light snack. Thanks, Alice.
You're welcome. If you and Pamela need me, I'll be in my room watching the early show, the late show, and whatever comes in between.
Good. I mean, I'm sure we won't need anything.
Okay.
Peter, we're leaving.
Peter, aren't you going to change? Mr. Phillips will be dropping Pamela off soon.
Don't worry, Mom. I'll be ready for her.
Well, have a nice time, son.
I know I will. I hope Pamela does, too.
Good night, Peter.
Good night.
Thanks, Uncle Ed.
I'm Phillips.
Hi, I'm Peter Brady. Come on in. It's nice meeting you.
You too. Thanks for having me over.
That's okay. You want to listen to some records?
Sure, I'd love to.
The record player's back in the family room. Straight to the kitchen. Make yourself at home. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Peter. It's me, Arthur. Where are you? You're supposed to be here. I'm still at home. I'm going to be a little late.
Well, Pam just arrived, and I'm supposed to pick up Michelle in a half an hour.
Look, I can't leave my kid sister till my folks get home.
Well, how long will that be?
I'm not sure.
Well, get here as fast as you can. I'll call Michelle and stall her.
Hi, Peter. Surprise.
Michelle!
What kind of welcome do you call that?
Sorry. It's just that surprises have a tendency to surprise me. What are you doing here?
My brother dropped me off to save you a trip. I thought it was very thoughtful.
Yeah, very.
Where's your costume?
Oh, it's right inside. I'll go put it on.
Peter, aren't you going to let me in?
Oh, yeah. Come on in. My costume's right in here.
Oh.
I'll go put it on. You wait right here in the living room. You can watch TV while you're waiting.
Well, don't be long.
Don't sit there. The view's much better from over here. Oh, there's a great movie on TV. You'll love it. But don't you move out of that seat.
Why not?
I just wouldn't want you to miss any of the movie, that's all. Be right back. It took so long. Somebody came to the door right after the phone. You know, salesman.
Peter, what are you doing?
It's to close out a draft. I just got over a cold. How's that?
Super. Let's dance.
Oh!
What's the matter?
My knee. An old football injury. I better go take a look at it.
Well, let me help you.
No, no. I mean, I just met you. I couldn't let you look at my naked knee. Your neck.
That's really neat, Peter. You make a fantastic Dracula. Let's go now, huh?
Oh, well, what's the hurry?
Let's have a glass of blood.
I'll give a cold drink.
Peter, what in the world is that?
I'll explain later, Alice. Right now, I need a bottle of pop.
Just remember to be back in your box of dirt by dawn.
Peter!
Stay in there, Pamela. This needs a pretty messy sight.
Are you okay?
I'll pull through. I'll be right there.
Your hair.
My hair? Oh, my hair. It's just a little joke. I'm always making jokes.
How about a cold drink?
Well, I really don't feel it.
Swell, be right back.
Dracula has returned.
Peter, I really don't want to miss any of that party.
Don't worry, it'll be going on for hours. On the other hand, let's leave right after you get the door.
Peter, you're acting kind of weird.
Us vampires are supposed to be weird.
Hi. Boy, am I glad to see you. Go around back and come in like you did the last time.
You mean where the kids are playing checkers?
Right. Pamela's there. Keep her entertained and I'll meet you out back in a couple hours.
Gotcha.
And take off your glasses.
Right.
Just a Girl Scout selling cookies.
Can we go now, please?
Sure, just let me get the tickets in my wallet. Hi.
But you just went that way.
Well, it's bad luck to enter a room the same way you went out. It's an old superstition.
Well, I've never heard of it.
Well, that shows you how old it is. You want to dance?
Is your knee okay?
Sure, why?
Well, I thought you hurt it playing football.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Hi, kids.
Hi.
We're Peter's parents.
I'm Pamela Phillips.
Well, we'll be right out of your way. I forgot the notes for my speech.
She's cute, isn't she?
Yes.
Hello? Hi.
Hi, I don't think we've met.
I'm Michelle. Are you Peter's parents?
That's right.
I have a date with Peter tonight.
Peter Brady?
That's right. We're going to a costume party.
Hi.
Mike. I'm seeing double.
I guess I better start from the beginning.
Yes. Especially for those of us who came in after the picture started.
Well, it was Arthur who made the date with Pamela in the first place, and Arthur kept his date with Pamela in the second place. So what's the harm?
The harm is in the third place. I mean, you tried to put one over on Pamela.
Oh, I don't mind, Mrs. Brady. I'm really glad it worked out this way. Arthur likes to dance, and he's got two good knees.
I don't mind either. I'm flattered to think Peter would go to so much trouble to keep our date.
Well, as long as everybody's happy, I guess that's all that counts.
Brady.
Good morning, Alice.
You had a nice evening?
Oh, it was fun. How about you?
Well, not so fun. Seeing Peter in that Dracula outfit made me have a horrible dream.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alice. What was the dream about?
Well, first I dreamed I was carried off by Dracula, then I was carried off by the Wolfman, then I was carried off by Frankenstein's monster.
Oh, Alice, that is horrible.
Well, that wasn't the horrible part.
What was?
Not one of them proposed.
Thank you.